Spring is here, and that means only one thing for the Mudcats.
Swing! Oh, right!
Go, 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 go!
It's time for T-ball season.
All right,
Seth, come on home! Come
with games on. Just around the corner, I join Coach Derek Priest with his team, the Mudcats, for their fifth practice of the season to find out his thoughts on the up-and-coming T-ball games.
So far, the season's going really good. This is my first year to actually coach the team. But being a group of 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, we're all kind of in transition on learning. But so far, it's going really good, and our first game is going to be on April 14th.
But even though these athletes are so young, they all have more confidence than anybody I have ever met. In the 3- to 5-year-old division, I sat down with 4-year-old Seth from the Mudcats, who had no doubts about his batting skills.
You going to hit some home runs?
Yeah.
Also in the 5- to 6-year-old division, 5-year-old Saley, who plays for the Rangers, gave me the first-hand details about how she and her team plan on going undefeated this season.
What do you think? Y'all going to win all those games?
Mm-hmm.
I think y'all are too.
There are 4 teams in the T-ball league this season, averaging to around 60 kids total. And Coach Derek, as the kids call him, knows how fun, but sometimes difficult, it can be to control a bunch of kiddos at one time.
We're lucky if we can kind of keep them contained within the field.
I found out firsthand that you have to be careful using the word play around the team, and to make sure the kids know you're talking about T-ball, because they might just start running around everywhere. The rules of T-ball are a little bit different from regular baseball, but so I wasn't too confused out there, Coach Derek was able to fill me in.
The rules are somewhat different for T-ball, especially this age group. It's not coach pitch. We all hit off the stand. The games are 45, 50 minutes long. On offense, when you come up to bat, each kid hits, so you don't necessarily have 3 outs. And then instead of your traditional throwing it to the bases, mm-hmm. once the infielders grab the ball, they raise it up in the air, and that's when the play stops.
Okay,
but each kid is allowed to hit the ball and at least get on the base.
I also spoke with Joe Willard, a parent of one of the Mudcat athletes, about the positive effects that T-ball can have on young children.
What sports does is it helps increase social awareness and, you know, ability to make friends and get exercise involved early in their life.
This year's T-ball season is shaping up to be a great one, and everyone seems to be enjoying themselves and having fun. With games every Saturday, make sure you catch one and watch these kids have the time of their lives.
Who are we?
Mudcats!
Who are we?
Mudcats!
1, 2, 3,
Mudcats!
Craig Shelton, 88.9, KETR.